today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Thanks for joining us today. We're going to be in Philippians chapter 4, if you'd like to join us in the Scripture. We've been talking about how to keep calm and carry on. Let me go ahead and read the first verse of Philippians 4. Paul said, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." When I read that word, stand fast, I think we ought to hang on. I'll tell you, we're living in troublesome times with the COVID going on and the things going on with the election and so much unrest and so many things. We need a place and we need a time that we can just calm down and calm our heart. And God will do that for you. And I hope you'll join us as we study the Scripture today and consider His Word. I want to remind you about our little prayer journals and encourage you to write to us. I'd love to get one of these little prayer journals into your hand. We send out many of these, and I'd love to get one into your hands as well. Now, all you've got to do is write to us. They're absolutely free. There's no charge. Just whatever the postage is to write to us. And if you send an email, that's free as well. And so you can just send us a note. You can send us an email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And send us an address where we can contact you. Let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today. You can also visit our website at considerhisword.org. And if you'll click on the link that says Contact Us, you can contact us that way as well. Now, most of the requests we get come through the regular mail. And so you can just write to us and just request the prayer journal and give us an address. Let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today. You can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Give it to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. We're always excited to hear from our listeners. Today, I want to announce that we've added three more stations to our network, and I'm excited about those in southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma, and our broadcast continues to grow. And so keep praying for us. Keep praying that God would grow us so we can reach more and more people with the Consider His Word radio program, and more importantly, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep calm. And carry on, the sign said. Paul said here for us to stand fast, to hold our ground, to kind of calm down. And there are a number of things that he told us. He told us that we can calm down by remembering prayer. We saw that in verse 6. I want to go ahead and read it. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. In the next verse, he said that we can keep calm, knowing that the peace of God is there to help us. He said, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." I want to add another one today. I think this is a very important one, and one that we ought to remember. You go through Scripture, and you find it so many times that the promise is there, yet how often we forget it. And that is to keep calm, knowing the presence of God is there to accompany us. You'll see it here in Philippians 4 and verse 9. The scripture says, "These things which ye have both learned and received and heard in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you." What a great promise. The peace of God shall be with you. What a wonderful promise we have of the presence of God always with us. Remember what Jesus said just before he left the earth. He said, "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And all through Scripture, we have the promise of God's presence. Now here, he called him the God of peace. I think that carries back to verse 7, where he said, "The peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." But here now we have a reminder that God is with you. God is always with you. You know, it's an amazing calmness that can come over us when we realize that God is there. In the last year or so, there's a phrase that I keep repeating in my mind and in my heart, and it's this, that God's got this. And whatever you're going through, and however hard it might be, you've got to hold on to the promise that God is there, and he cares about you. You know, it may feel sometimes that God has left us, but the truth is that his presence is always there. I love that verse over in Isaiah 41 and verse 10, where the Lord told us, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." He said that I am with thee. And in his presence, there are a number of things that he brings, a number of things that he gives to us. He said, "I will strengthen thee." By the way, let's back up. We shouldn't skip this. He said, "Be not dismayed." You know, the word to be dismayed means to be in confusion, not have any sense of direction or any sense of what to do next. And yet God is there to help give you that direction, to help bring a calmness, like he stilled the storm of the seas when Jesus simply said, "Peace, be still," and that sea that was where the waves were roaring and the storm was coming, and it just calmed like that. Jesus can do that in your heart and bring you that sense of calmness when you just take a moment. You remember the scripture says, "Be still and know that I am God." And sometimes we just need to slow down and be still and just recognize that his presence is there, and that by his presence he can bring that calmness of spirit. And he reminded us in this verse, Isaiah 41:10, he said, "I am thy God." And so who are you going to let rule your life? Your boss, those people that are giving you a hard time, your critics? Oh, we've all got them. Hey, who are you going to let rule your life? Remember, he said, "I'll be with you. I am your God." And so look to him and trust him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. And in the verse, he goes on and says, "I will strengthen thee." We're going to be talking about this again in a few weeks, but God's going to give you that strength. Have you ever felt like you couldn't go one more day? That you've just gone as far as you could go and done everything you could do, and you just think, "I just can't make it. I can't go another day." Well, the truth is, yes, you can. If you'll take a moment and recognize God's power and God's strength that is in you, he will help you. That's what he said next. He said, "Yea, I will help thee." And God's help is there. Sometimes we struggle and we wrestle because we just don't recognize it, and we just don't stop and acknowledge him, that he's there and that he will help you, that he can help you. He said, "I will help thee." And he said, "I'll uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." There you go. God's got this. God says, I've got you, and I've got a hold of you. and he's not going to let you go. I'm reminded of that passage of scripture in Psalm 139. Remember when David cried out to the Lord in verse 7, this is Psalm 139, verse 7. He said, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." He's got a hold of you, and he said he would never let you go. Again, Psalm 16:11 says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Never forget that God is always there. No matter where you go, no matter what kind of difficulty you find yourself in, no matter what trial you're going through, you're going to find that he's always there. Sometimes we're trying to hold on and hold on, and we think, "I can't hold on any longer," only to find out that the whole time he's got a hold of you. And his presence is right there. And I know times might be tough. And I know you might be going through some hard times. Here on the reservations, we're having some difficult times. Not as like many other reservations, but it's hard. Dealing with people who are sick and coming down with the COVID and all of these things. Just slow down. Take a deep breath. And find calmness in the presence of the Lord. He's there with you right now. If you're listening to this broadcast, he's there. And you can call upon him for whatever you need. Jeremiah 33:3, remember he said, "Call unto me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of." Sometimes we're looking for answers, and yet God has the answer the whole time. If we just slow down and acknowledge him, put him first, and recognize that his presence is there to strengthen us and to help us even in difficult times. And I hope you'll lean on him, that you're trusting him, that you're following him. Time is gone for today. We'll continue this series next week, and I hope you'll join us. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.